Ultimate Trivia Podcast.
Welcome to the Ultimate Trivia Podcast, the show where knowledge is power and laughter is our only reward. We got everybody tonight, just like we always do. We got Scotty in the corner.
Hey, hey, how we doing?
Kelly across from him.
Nobody puts him in the corner.
Well, we did. He chose it, actually. It's at his house. Yeah. Big B, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's happening?
And Nicholas.
Hey.
I don't know if I introduced myself or not. I'm Andy. And we've got a Kelly episode tonight.
Boo.
I think Kelly's pretty excited to deliver this
one. So excited.
Over there vibrating.
I just can't hide it. I'm about to lose control, and I think I
like it. Oh, I like it.
Wow.
Keep going. Yeah. That's beautiful.
Copyright.
Yeah.
That's true. That was Jesse Spano.
Oh, okay.
Not the real song.
Now we're in court.
Doctor has no idea what you're talking about. Jesse Spano is not in his role.
You're not famous till you get sued.
Dr. Ofer.
I dig it.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
You got a point.
All right, we got our question of the week to get to. It comes from Maddie J. He sent it in via email. We had a few exchanges there. Maddie J. works for Allagash Brewery. We'll come back to that here in just a moment. And he asked us a question about our first beer experience.
Can I go first?
I have a good story, too. Please.
Andy, you have two stories.
I don't know if I have a good one, but
Andy's
I have
got two.
A story.
It's just funny.
Go for it.
Way I remember it. I'm going to say I was about 16-ish. I might have had a beer before. This is the first drunk story, I believe.
Thank you, B.
that was not a soundbite.
That was Brian's 1 billionth beer story.
Tell him what he's won.
Drink. They all start the
same.
Well,
it's my first one. I want to tell my story right when it gets to me, you know?
About 16. Me and two of my friends, I'll reserve their names for...
Smart.
But we decided to go get I think each of us got a 40 of St. Ides, maybe two apiece. I can't remember.
Wow.
And we decided to take a drive through the cemetery in the town that we live in. Mm-hmm. Sat back there. I don't know why we thought that would be a good idea, but we did. And we ended up going back to my house, and we could hang out in my little den. It was kind of away from the parents. Mm-hmm. But went home that night. I don't know if it was a school night or a weekend, but I was still in high school, 16-ish, obviously. Get back. My friends go to sleep in the den. I think at one point in the night, I went up to the bathroom in the main part of the house and end up falling asleep in the bathroom. Oh. I don't know what time it was, but my dad walks in. I don't know how he woke me up, but I'm pretty sure he kicked me.
Yeah.
Boy, what the hell are you doing sleeping on the bathroom floor? Shocked, startled, I wake up, look at him, don't know where I'm at, checking my surroundings. Yep, this looks like my bathroom. Get your butt down in the den, go to sleep before your mom wakes up and sees you.
Nice.
Sure enough, I was like, oh man, I'm in trouble. Dude, I was scared. I thought I was in big trouble. Wake up the next morning to chili cheese omelets for me and my two drunk friends who were downstairs.
Man.
And then I got to talking to. Just don't do that stuff. If your mom sees that stuff, you're...
Yeah.
Chili cheese omelets. Yeah. That is clutch.
And my one buddy...
That was amazing.
I know.
Yeah, he still talks about this to this day. And it might have been a reward.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
That started a path. Yeah. But it was funny. I liked it.
Good stuff.
What do you mean it started a path?
Andy, you said you had one. Go.
Yeah, so, you have sips of beer from your dad's, when you're young. And so we're talking like 8 years old here. My parents divorced, and they lived very, very close to one another. So I would walk in between their houses just randomly throughout the day or the week or whatever. Well, I went over to my mom's house. She was living in an apartment at the time. And she had a couple of those little hand grenade Miller Lights, if you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Little stubby bottles.
Yeah.
Those were cool.
I was trying to flex to her that I've had some beer, man. I've had beer. Don't worry.
And you're 8.
I'm like 8 years old. Okay. And I know this based on where I live because I know where this happened, and I didn't live there after I was
8. The fact that you're 8 trying
to flex. Might have been 7. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, hey, right. Broken home. There it is. Keep going.
It was in between cigarettes, I think. He was drinking his beer.
So anyway, she decides to challenge me. Go ahead. Grab one. Oh, yeah, no problem. I'll grab one. I'll chug the whole thing. Don't tell me I won't, right?
Peer pressure from your mom.
Yeah, go ahead. So I pop that cap open, take that. Oh, it's just horrible. Oh. I mean, it's just horrible, right? But nope, I sit there and I just try the best I can. And she's just sitting there real patient, just watching it happen. And of course, I fold before too long.
You didn't finish it?
I did not even get below the top of the label, I don't think, by the time it was all said and done. But that's my first memory. It's not, like I said, maybe a great story out there, but that's my first real memory with beer. Mm. My first inebriation. I was 12 years old, as a matter of fact. Lord. At a party at home. Purple Passion. Thank you very much.
Oh, nice. Ay, Dios mio.
And we'll just leave that there.
Wow. The way.
Yeah, Nicholas.
I don't know if I have memory. A, I'm trying. First memory of a beer. I mean, you kind of mentioned it, you know, when your dad or your uncles were like, yeah, go ahead and finish it. Yeah, drink my backwash.
Right.
That's basically what they did. It'd be flat. It'd be warm. Disgusting. But first beer, I don't know. That's tough to remember. I really don't have. I honestly, I'm stumped right now. You know, my memory is terrible to begin with.
I do.
And now you're asking me to remember something that involves drinking alcohol. Yeah. So that.
What about an early memory then? Something in high school. No, did anybody like out of the gate like beer? I feel like it is so much acquired taste.
No, not when I was a kid. Or, no.
Or like
Brian, your hand obviously is growing up.
Like it was a sought after delicious.
The first time I tried one, no, but I was super young. I don't think I'm going to tell that story, but
fair enough.
I do remember getting not of age, but of age when people started doing that kind of thing, and I did like it. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Okay.
I remember being fairly young, and my uncle let me finish his beer, and it was like maybe half full, and I thought I was awesome.
Yeah.
Because I just drank. It wasn't just a swallow.
All the hairs.
It was half a beer.
It's all the hairs popping off your chest.
Oh, yeah. I instantly grew a beard. I may have been seven. Who knows?
That came.
Yeah. It's probably my earliest memory of getting a beer.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, not very fun.
Doctor?
Well, you know, my mom tells a story when we lived in Phoenix. I was about 18 months, maybe 2 years old. Her and her mom poured each other a glass of wine. They left the room for whatever reason. They came back, and they were both gone, and I was just standing there.
Good Lord.
Just standing there.
Brian, wow.
Wine before beer.
That's still in diapers. Wow.
Probably.
Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I remember, I think it was eighth grade. I went to visit a friend who lived an hour and a half away, lived out in the country. His parents went out for the evening. So we, of course, took that opportunity to sample some beer. It's actually beer and hard liquor. So combination for the first time.
But you didn't know any better.
Boy, I was going to say that's, you know better now.
Yeah. So I don't remember a whole lot. All I remember, and let the jokes begin, but their parents came home. The two of us were sitting in our underwear, and I have like a 5-pound bag of animal crackers in my lap, and I'm just pounding animal crackers after drinking I don't know what kind of beer and what kind of hard liquor.
CW initials.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the first like beer I remember having, other than also I think when I was a kid, snuck it when my dad left the room. I'm pretty sure that was my first beer. But I remember being at a friend's house playing basketball. I know, Kelly, it's hard to believe me playing basketball. And we came inside, and the adult there opened a couple of beers and just put them on the kitchen table and was like, you know, those are there.
The challenge.
Yeah. You know, like, hey, you're not telling your parents I gave you these beers. But he opened them, left them on the kitchen counter, and left us there. So
was it a test?
I don't think it was a test. It was an offer to have these beers. So, I mean, he didn't put a six pack. He just basically gave us each a beer, and that one sticks out as a memory.
I like that too.
Yeah.
What about anybody have a cliche memory of being at a wedding where the beer flowed freely? Underage, and you were sneaking drinks. Well, I mean, that's kind of a Hollywood cliche almost.
I remember at Scott's wedding in Seattle, I was 19, and I remember asking my dad, can I drink beers at the reception? And he's like, yeah, you can have some beers. And at some point, I remember he walked across, and I was double fisting, and the look on his face was, that was a bad idea.
Oh, man.
That adds up,
so you chose poorly.
Yeah. Red pill there. Yeah, well, very good.
I had a good time.
And look what chain of events it eventually put into motion.
It led all to this.
That's right. All right, well, if you have a question for us, Maddie, you're getting a free coupon code for a T-shirt at our merch store. You find that link in our show notes. We'll also get it out in email, of course. But email is the ultimate trivia podcast at gmail.com. Send us a question. You can do it on the social sites as well. But if we use it on the air, you get yourself that coupon code to rep the show. I'm looking around. I'm seeing some sweet merch on the boys right now. So very cool. Okay, Kelly, I'm going to come back in right after we ring the bell. Other than that, it's your show, brother.
All right. Well, I think on this episode, three of you guys are playing for second place. That's all I'm going to say for the short moment. I do have a sleeper pick. I'll reveal that at the end. Okay. But as soon as I reveal the topic, you guys will all understand.
You got to reveal that at the beginning, who you think is going to win and who the sleeper is. That, otherwise, it's a terrible prediction.
Once I reveal the topic, you'll be like,
But I still want to hear your sleeper ahead of time. That's like, once I hear it, I'll know it. It's the same thing.
You'll understand the three people who are coming in second place.
All right.
But the sleeper, I'm going to hold on to.
Okay.
Why are you so angry, Nick?
I think it's crap. I want to know.
It's my episode. Sit down and shut up.
Just go.
All right. The Billboard Hot 100 number one singles of the 1980s.
Oh, sweet Lord. What are you doing?
There are several categories that Billboard, comes out throughout
the year. You guys want to bet for second place? You guys want to see
who the sleeper pick is?
What's the point?
Who do you guys think is going to win this one?
Yeah, money's on the doctor. Wow. I mean, he's like 1,000 to 1.
It's Harry Potter all over.
Flip that, 1,000.
So the Billboard Hot 100 is the main song chart of the American music industry and is updated every week by the Billboard magazine. During the 1980s, the chart was based collectively on each single's weekly physical sales figures and airplay on American radio stations. So that's how they determine the Hot 100, which is basically the top pop songs of the decade. So throughout this episode, you're going to hear questions of artists, songs. Brian is threw in the towel.
Number two, we haven't got to question one yet. Good job, B.
I'm going to tell you right now, Brian, you're my sleeper pick.
Okay.
Thank you. There you go. I agree with that.
There's a good chance I'll win, yeah.
No, I didn't say win.
I'm joking.
So whenever you guys are ready, we can start this trivia.
Ring that bell.
I was born ready for this, baby.
All right, we're doing it.
It's time for the main event, our 10-question trivia game on Billboard Top 100 Hits 80s. Of the 80s.
There you go.
There we go. And Kelly will be our trivia master. Here's how it works. He's going to read questions. We're going to write answers on our whiteboards. When he says reveal, we'll show our answers. If we get it right, we get a point. Nick, you on the board?
Yep.
All righty. And if we get it wrong, then, of course, that's when the fun begins. Before we start the trivia, we want to add a little segment in here at the beginning. We have been toasting to our loyal donors. You can buy the crew around by clicking the link at the top of our show notes. We have an Allagash brew that we will be sampling tonight. Thanks again to Maddie J for putting this on our radar.
Maddie J.
It is called the Surf House. It is a summer lager. You would have heard us had the Belgian White in a previous episode.
Oh, I was hoping we were going to do it in unison.
Oh,
that was cooler. Pretty close.
I think Brian's already finished with his. Yeah. He might have grabbed the extra out of the
pack. Yeah, is there another one?
I drank about a half a beer, but the dog had a lot.
So unfortunately, we don't have any donors to toast this week. However, we want to toast all of our loyal listeners. We've got a great fan base that's been with us from a very early period. So thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Yep,
thank you, fellas.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Salud.
Ooh, a little hoppy for me.
Mm-hmm. Summer lager.
Definitely for a lager.
Yeah, hoppy for a lager.
It is hoppy for a lager.
Yeah.
Pretty good, though.
Yeah.
It is pretty good.
Yeah,
very good. Okay.
I dig it.
Yeah, it's good.
Well, I'm not going to let it go to waste. I promise you that. Kelly, fire us off, brother.
All right. We're going to hit Billboard Hot 100 number one songs of the 80s. We're going to go ahead and jump right in, guys. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Question number one. Oh, let me preface this also. There's going to be a total of 19 points.
Good Whoa. Lord.
So,
Whoa.
Yes, correct.
And somehow Scott's going to end up with 25.
Very possible. And I do not have a lot of flavor text on these because these are songs that we're very familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
And
Yeah.
Knowing the residential.
Scott's going to provide it for you.
If we're very familiar with him, then we're in trouble. Because
the resident doctor of the 80s, I will call him for this for this episode.
He's just going to give us a whole bunch of detail. Yeah.
Okay. He's going to start naming band members' names. And
it's going to be good.
A lot of pressure.
Full. What is it? I want a full recount of page 3 of the jacket on the
cassette tape. Okay. Yeah. I'll do my best.
All right. Question number 1. Who topped the charts most frequently as most number ones in the 1980s and having the most weeks at number 1 during the 1980s?
Oh, wow.
What artist?
There's a handful popping the head.
Yeah.
There is.
Okay.
From January 1st, 1980 to December 31st, 1989.
Man. Top the charts, he said.
Top the charts. The most frequently, the most number ones.
Most number ones.
And the most weeks spent at number one. Mm. Those songs.
Oh, man.
That's
total.
Mm. Man, I think I'm too.
I think I'm wrong, but I mean, it's. There's like a handful, I think. You know, pop in my head, they like could be this, right?
Oh, yeah. For me, it's an educated guess at this point.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, if you know, you know.
Yeah.
Right. And if you don't know.
Now you know.
Nope. I don't know.
And I probably don't know.
Does everybody have an answer now?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yep.
We good, Brian? Mm-hmm. All right. Let's go ahead and reveal. Scott has Michael Jackson. Nick has Michael Jackson. Andy has Aerosmith. And Brian has Michael Jackson.
What's wrong with
me? We have 3 correct answers.
All right.
It is Michael Jackson.
Nice.
I thought that was number one easy layup.
Felt easy. You only had 2 albums in the 80s, so that's what makes it a little tricky.
Flavor Text. I mean, he's doing it.
I mean, but Thriller. I mean, I thought it was a moonwalk.
Yeah. Madonna popped in my head.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, yeah.
That's my mind.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay. Hey, just relax.
Just shut your mouth.
Billboard Top 100. He had 9 songs hit number 1 in the 1980s.
Name them.
If you want them named, I will name them. I have them listed.
I would like to hear it.
That's good on my part. I was going to have you guys guess.
I would like to hear them.
Do you want to?
I'd like to try.
Shoot.
I mean, I won't get 9, but.
Go for it.
I'll fill in the gaps if I can.
Thriller.
Of course.
No.
Okay, no. Billie Jean.
Correct.
Beat It.
Correct.
P-Y-T. Bad.
Correct.
Pretty Young Thing.
That was the 70s.
Correct. Oh, was it really?
No. Nope.
It's on Thriller. Okay. It's on Thriller.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, my bad. that's why I left
Black
it.
Black and White.
Leave it
no.
to Dr.
That's
80s.
90s. That's 90s. Yeah.
I only got 3. Wow.
Yeah.
I'm trying to. Billie Jean.
Dirty
Beat
Diana.
It.
Doc, pick up the pieces, please.
Dirty
Diana's one.
There you
Andy,
go.
Andy coming in hot.
There's 4.
Man in the Mirror.
Yeah.
Oh, correct.
Ooh, I just can't stop
The way
loving
you make
you.
Me feel?
I just can't stop loving you. The way you make me feel.
Nice.
We have 1 more.
Oh.
It was the first one.
Smooth Criminal?
It was in 1980.
Oh.
Don't Stop Till You Enough?
No.
Rock With You?
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So Thriller was not a number 1 hit?
It was not.
Wow. No, that's surprising.
No, that is surprising.
So it was Rock With You, Billie Jean, Beat It. I Just Can't Stop Loving You, Bad, The Way You Make Me Feel, Man in the Mirror, and Dirty Diana.
Nice. Yeah.
Those are in
Off
chronological
the Wall
order.
Came out in, I think, 79.
It came out in 79.
So, yeah. No. Had singles spill over into 80.
And I'm assuming this did not count, but he had a number 1 hit with Paul McCartney. Say.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. So,
Paul McCartney. Remember that video clears the
album.
It's a weird video. Yeah.
I'd give anything to start this trivia over.
Such a
boring part.
Good night.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, say, by the way. Nick. It's a good song. I like that song. I'm a fan.
Now I know why you think it's going to take a while, because that's just question 1.
Oh, that's fun, though.
All right. We're on to question 2, guys. Ready? This song spent the most weeks at number 1 for a total of 10 weeks, debuting on November 21st, 1981, it was guaranteed to let you hear your body talk with desire. Name the song and the artist. So you can have, this is a total of 2 points. You can have the song or the artist.
Read that 1 more time, please.
I will read it 1 more time. This song spent the most weeks at number 1 for a total of 10 weeks. Debuting on November 21st, 1981, was guaranteed to let you hear your body talk with desire. Name the song and artist. So like I said, if you name the artist and the song name, total of 2 points. I'll give you 1 for each. The smirk on Scott's face is just like
just Andy's in pain over there.
No, I'm trying to sing the song. I got the hint. I'm trying to figure out what the name of it is.
There is a hint in there. If you can figure it out.
I'm struggling with the name. Dang it.
I mean, based on the first two, I think everyone's going to do fairly well. I mean, except for Andy, everyone's going to do pretty good.
Thank you.
I have no idea on the artist.
Oh, you do.
I know the artist. Dang it.
You guys put your answer together and you'll have it.
Man. I'll read it one more time just to give you a little.
Thank you.
I can't think of the name of a song at this point. Not even one that came out yesterday.
The song spent the most weeks at number one for 10 weeks. Debuting on November 21st, 1981, it was guaranteed to let you hear your body talk with desire. Name the song and the artist. I'm going to give you guys a five count now. Three, two,
dang it,
one. Let's reveal, guys.
I can hear the stinking.
Scott has physical by Olivia Newton-John. Nick has physical. Andy has sledgehammer. Brian has listen to your body talk by Sheena Easton. We have two correct answers. Scott has 2 points. Nick got the name of the song with physical. It was Physical by Olivia Newton-John.
I just could not think of her name. Like, I'm picturing her. I know she's in Greece.
Is there a song, Orlando, Listen to Your Body Talk? Isn't that in a song?
Is that it's that in the song.
This is
the
that
classic. In that song.
Let's get physical. Yeah. And then she says, let me hear your body talk.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. This is the classic workout uniform with the braided headband.
Yeah. Yes. With John Travolta and Jamie Lee Curtis. It's the meme, and they're looking at each other and thrusting.
That is one of the funniest videos ever.
That's from a movie.
It's from a movie.
Yeah.
But the video is separate from the movie.
Yes.
Correct.
Yeah, the movie's perfect, right?
Dang it.
Yeah, that's the...
Oh, yeah. But different. I'm saying that scene is... Has everybody seen that scene? That
it's hysterical. Oh, yeah. It's just a meme that has become,
as
social media nowadays. So,
so funny.
Dang it. Olivia Newton-John. I could see her. That aggravates me.
I mean, it's good trivia that it was the highest charting single of the 80s. Yeah,
I would not have guessed that.
No, I would have not gotten there.
The clue within the question.
Sad, actually.
Well done.
Yeah.
Just saying.
That was
early
necessary.
80s, too.
I mean, got the clue.
Yeah, with that and just the date, I mean, I had to give a clue because those two, the date and the number of weeks wasn't enough.
Would you have known that without the clue in it?
Yeah.
You would? Okay, of course.
Based on the release date, probably.
Yeah. Who produced it?
Yeah, that I don't know.
Who was the drummer?
Quincy Jones.
All right, guys, you ready for question?
That spent the most time at number one.
10 weeks.
It doesn't say a lot about the decade.
Surprising that it's so long.
It was early 80s.
1981.
It got better.
Number three. This year-end number one song in 1984 was bound to make you weep. So this is a song that was number one at the end of the year. Accumulative. So 1984. What this song was bound to make you weep. Name the song and the artist. You can get 1 point, you can get 2 points.
84.
Okay.
Bound to make you weep. Man.
It's a tough one, and not enough clues.
I'm a lyrics guy, dang it. I'm not a title guy or a band. Ugh.
Man, I got nothing right now. So 84, read it one more time, please. Sorry.
This year a number one song in 1984 was bound to make you weep. Name the song and artist. I thought about adding a couple more clues, but I thought it would be reveal too much and be too easy.
Man.
Scott's like,
Scott, do you know this?
Scott just looked at me and smirked.
This is like, again. It is Harry Potter.
It is Harry Potter for him.
Oh, it's the opposite of Saved by the Bells. With that.
Oh, for sure. Man, I got nothing.
It is trickier than the last one, I think.
Correct.
Yeah.
Well, for you.
Right. Well.
I two songs popped in my head. I got a feeling I wrote the wrong one. We'll see.
All right. You guys ready? Nick, you got nothing?
I got nothing. I got nothing.
Going blank?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's reveal, guys. I'm just going to go ahead and go with Scott first. When Doves Cry by Prince. Nick has nothing.
Nice.
Andy has Lying Eyes by the Eagles. Do You Really Want to Hurt Me by Boy George and the Culture Club. That's
a good one.
I like that.
Yeah.
The answer is When Doves Cry by Prince.
Nice, Scott.
Two-pointer there.
I was trying to think of anything with the word cry in it, and I don't know why that didn't pop in my head.
I was going
to
give a...
The other one I was thinking of was...
I was going to give a bird
tears
hint.
Tears for Fears.
Oh, yeah.
Tears for Fears.
You were going to give a what? A bird hint?
The bird hint? Yeah.
Fluvian hint?
The year helped me with that one.
The year did nothing
rain
for me.
No crap.
The year was huge in 84. The year did nothing for me. I was trying to think of any song with cry or tears in it, and the only thing that kept popping in my head was Tears in Heaven. That's the only song that kept popping in my head. I was like, that's not right.
Yeah. All right, guys. This is number four. This is a one-pointer.
Like every time I think of that song.
This is a one-pointer. On November 15th, 1980, Kenny Rogers topped the charts for 6 weeks with the song Lady. Who wrote this certified banger? You don't? Are you kidding? No,
wrote
nothing.
It?
Yeah.
Why would? Why is this? Is this common knowledge?
I think so. I don't know.
Can you say it again, please?
On November 15th, 1980, Kenny Rogers topped the charts for 6 weeks with the song "Lady." Who wrote this certified banger? I got no idea. I'm sorry, Andy. I feel bad for. I feel bad for you, man. I thought you'd.
I'm gonna get one. I'll get one. We're not doctor.
You're gonna get
today.
One.
You know it, don't you?
Yeah, 100%. There's a great. You should watch YouTube video of him singing this when it came out.
That's one.
He tells you who wrote it.
Yes, that's
but
my.
Him just commanding an audience with a slow love song.
That's my description.
Really funny. It's really funny.
Okay, you guys ready to reel?
Yep.
Sure.
I'm gonna go ahead and go with Scott first. Lionel Richie. Nick has the Bee Gees. Andy has Smokey Robinson. That's a good guess.
Thank you.
And Brian has John Messina.
Yeah, didn't they do stuff together?
Kenny, you're thinking of
Kenny Loggins? Or Loggins and Messina? Mm.
Yeah.
Is his name John Messina? I didn't know.
I don't know his first name, actually.
We have one correct answer, and it is Lionel Richie.
Of course. Mm-hmm. So, I was thinking of you were Messina, though, right?
That was with Kenny Loggins.
Loggins, yeah.
I was going to do the flavor text, but Scott is explaining exactly what I was getting ready to say. The YouTube video of Kenny Rogers singing it. I think it's a cappella. Video I've seen of him doing a cappella.
Yeah, I was thinking Kenny Loggins the whole time.
And Kenny Rogers' voice is way more impressive than I ever thought.
That is a good beer.
Oh.
And him and Lionel Richie are lifelong friends.
They actually did it. The song together later, like at the Grammys.
Yes, they did. Very cool. Correct. Okay. Yeah. Correct.
A couple of legends.
Yeah, but they're really good friends. And Lionel.
Yeah, I can hear Lionel's voice in Kenny's singing.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
Come on. Yeah, I had no idea. No clue.
What's up, B? What do you got?
He's just still thinking about Kenny.
I thought you were going to say something else.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Save that one.
That's for the Patreon. You got to pay for that.
I really did.
All right. You guys ready for question number five?
Scott is.
Yeah, right?
I bet he is. He's chomping at the bit. This artist was the only artist to top the year-end chart twice. In 1985, he did it with a group. And in 1988, he did it as a solo artist. So I am asking for just the artist's name. And if you get the group name, that's fine, but he's in that group.
Got it.
And then I will give you two extra points if you can name those songs. So year-end artist to top the year-end chart in 1985 and 1988.
Well, now that is a hard question.
And you don't want this.
So what answers are you looking?
Yeah, read that one more time.
Are you looking for the artist?
Just the artist's name.
Just the artist's name.
Okay. In the first year, he was in a group.
Yes.
Okay.
And then in the second time, in 1985, he was in a group. And if you name just his name, I'm just asking for his name.
Okay.
And then if you get 1985 song name and 1988 song name, you can get an extra two.
Oh, you need the song, not the artist.
No, I need the artist name. That's what I'm asking for.
Okay.
But if you can name the song, you get two extra points for each year.
Got it.
Do you know it?
I might.
You think you do?
I don't. I have a guess. An educated guess.
I don't know if I would have got this, but the years threw me off, actually.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah. So, name the artist to get a point.
Correct.
To get additional points, you need both songs.
If you know the songs, it's worth a total of 3 points.
Wow.
If you get any of those three,
You can, okay.
I'm blanking completely on songs. I have a educated guess.
Like Andy thinks he's got it.
I got all three, baby.
You feel it?
I do.
What, so what is the other thing you're supposed to be for the other points?
The two songs.
Artist
songs. Yes. Two song names.
Yeah.
So I'll read it one more time. This artist was the only artist to top the year-end chart twice in the 1980s. In 1985, he was part of a group. In 1988, he did it as a solo artist. I want the artist's name. And then if you have both song names, then you can
get. If I'm correct on the artist, I'm a little mad that I don't have either any songs in my head at all.
All right. I think everybody has an answer. Scott's
finishing. Doc's finishing up.
I don't know this, so this is good. I like all it.
Right. It's a no-brainer.
I love it. I love it.
Really?
Oh. Chuck him.
All right, guys. Let's reveal. Scott has Robert Palmer with Some Like It Hot and Addicted to Love.
Mm.
Nick has George Michael. Oh, Andy has Peter Cetera, Glory of Love, and Hard for Me to Say I'm Sorry. And Brian has Sting, Every Step You Take, and The Police.
My money's on
by Roxanne. The correct answer is George Michael.
Yeah, baby.
As soon as I saw it. Nice.
And I could not think of a single song. Like nothing was coming to my brain.
Well, I'll let Brian. Can you guess the songs now that you know the artist? 1985.
Give me the years.
1985.
He would.
85 and 89. You said
88. Oh, 88. 85 was Wham.
Yeah, but the song.
I know. I'm thinking. Was it 85? Would have been. Is it Wake Me Up Before You Go Go? No. It's no. Ah, oh, don't do this. Hold on.
I still can't think of a song.
Is it not Endless Everything Love. You Want?
No.
Careless Whisper.
Careless Whisper. That's.
And then by himself was Faith.
Was Faith.
Faith.
Yeah. No, as soon as I saw George Michael, I'm like, yep. That's right.
Perfect.
That was my chance like to really do something right there.
I like that question, though.
That's a great question.
Because there was like, so like Sting was in the same,
Well, your answer was great because. Your answer was great because.
Yeah, that's good. It's good.
You're pointing at Andy right
yes,
now.
Yes, Andy's answer was really good. Sorry, yeah, because of my video. But both of those were on the charts in the 80s. I don't know if they're one of them hit number one, I believe.
The timing even feels like it's lined up, although the Chicago hit might have been earlier.
Answer, though.
So which Chicago hit did you write down?
Hard for me to say, I'm sorry.
Mm. Great song.
Yeah, I mean, it's.
So, all right.
Oh, well.
That's question number five.
Wow.
We're going to get a score check here real quick, but let's. Listen to some guys who's going to give us some money for doing this for no reason at all. Score check.
All right. So currently, Andy has 0.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
No, thank you.
Brian.
Aware. Thank you.
Brian, the sleeper pick, you have 1.
Big time.
I have 3.
Surprising.
It is. It is very surprising.
Because you're not intelligent. I think we all know this.
You haven't heard the last score yet.
No, that's very true. And Doc, you have 6.
Yeah, of course he does.
Yeah. 6 out of 5.
Six
pretty good.
6 out of 5.
But out of a possible
6 out of 9?
A possible 9. Yeah.
That's not good.
No.
It's embarrassing, actually.
66%. That's a D.
D's get degrees, baby. Kids stay in school.
All right, guys. You ready for question number 6?
Sure.
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Brian sounds excited.
I'm excited.
All right. I'm pretty sure you've been rolled by this artist's number one hit from March 12th, 1988.
Yep.
Probably been rolled by email or social media of some sorts. I want you to name the artist. And this one, you have to get the artist first. You can get a bonus point if you name the song. So you have to get the artist correct to be eligible for the bonus point. I'll read it one more time as everybody's vigorously writing.
I'm so happy.
I'm pretty sure you've been rolled by email or later social media by a friend or a coworker by this artist's number one hit from March 12th, 1988. Name the artist. Bonus point for the song.
I feel like we're going to make up some ground on the doctor on this one too, baby.
I don't think we're going to make up any ground.
No. But you're going to get off the schneid, but I mean, exactly I don't. Right. Yeah.
But I think you'll get out of it. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Right. We can go ahead and reveal, guys.
There we go.
Scott's got Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up. That is the consensus. Everyone has the correct answer.
Oh, yay! Yay!
Baby.
Point and bonus point.
All that's right. 2, Nick. For
2
Andy.
For everyone. 2.
Like a 1-1 free throw.
I feel like Scott should be playing with a handicap. he gets a bonus, he's still in.
Yeah, I don't know how we would figure that out, but I completely agree.
I just wouldn't make the mark.
Start negative.
Right. Every point's worth 50%.
No bonus eligible for him.
No.
He has a handicap. He's out of 10. He's 5'7".
True. I mean, that's
I was waiting for it. And a half? Or is that not true anymore?
Oh, a quarter.
Just look at
I think I've shrunk in my old age.
5'9".
I'll take it. 5'9".
All right. Question number 7.
Wait, no flavor text on Rick Astley? Nothing?
No,
do we even need it?
Everybody knows it. Everybody knows the story.
Fair skin, white guy with red hair. What are the things
he's not going to do? I mean, 7.
I saw a great video, though. He came out with Foo Fighters, and they did that song. Pretty cool.
Really?
David Grohl and all that. Like,
yeah. Never going to let you down. Just never going to give you up.
Well, because there's this thing where you can sync it with Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Oh, really?
And so he came out, and Foo Fighters played Smells Like Teen Spirit, and he sang.
He sang, yeah.
Oh, really? Yeah. Cool. That's a way better description than what Brian gave.
Yeah. Played a prominent role in.
I was going to say something, but you're beating me right now, so I can't say nothing.
Yeah, keep your mouth shut.
Yeah. Wow. I can feel the love. I'm glad I'm here.
Take the gloves off.
Good time.
Take the gloves off.
Good friends. Colleagues, really. But whatever.
Nick, I see what you're doing over there.
It's cheating.
Oh. I didn't give you any points, did I?
No, you did not.
That's fine.
There you go,
that
Doc.
That feels intentional.
You got to give that $5 back to me now. Since you got caught.
Let's see if he notices.
All right. Go ahead. What are we on, 7?
Question number 7. Possible 2 points.
Okay. Uh-oh. All right.
This 3-named artist with an apostrophe in his last name will have you throwing coins in here to help make hopes and dreams come true. Name the artist and song. Scott is smirking like this is too easy.
It is.
This 3-name artist with an apostrophe in his last name will have you throwing coins in here to help make hopes and dreams come true.
If you get the song, you get a point.
If you get a point for the artist and the song.
I got nothing.
I'm really, oh, yeah, I'm looking hard.
But down here, I'm trying to think down of the here, artist. This is artist. Our time.
Right.
Nice. That's a clue. Goonies. Yeah. I'm with you.
Wow. I am blanking so hard on this right now. 3-name artist, apostrophe, and his last name.
Can you read it one more time? Because the artist thing. Sorry.
Yeah. This 3-named artist with an apostrophe in his last name will have you throwing coins in here to help make hopes and dreams come true. Name the artist.
I feel like I know the song now with that, but the artist, though. Mm.
I almost started humming.
I mean, I could be wrong. I think I know the song, but...
You do.
Yeah.
The artist.
You all know the song.
I think we all know the
well,
song.
Well, okay. I mean, I'm thinking I wrote the right song down. Mm-hmm. Maybe not. The name, artist, is throwing me off.
Andy's kind of happy down there.
I'm just making a joke.
Oh, okay.
Should we know the artist's name? Is it that common?
No, it's not
common. It's not that, okay.
It's not that common.
I mean, I hate to say it, but once you hear it.
I got nothing on. Yeah. I cannot think of a name. I can't even think of a name.
Everybody's ready. The reveal. Scott has Terrence Trent D'Arby.
Nope.
Wishing Well. Nick has Wishing Well.
Yeah.
Andy has James Thomas Taylor, Wishing Well.
Taylor.
He put an apostrophe between the Tay and the Lore.
You never know.
Wishing Well.
Yeah.
Brian has Wishing Well. So we have 4 correct answers. Scott is the only one who got both of them.
Yeah, sure.
Right.
So Brian, Andy, and Nick have 1 point.
Oh, so the song was a point?
Yeah, Wishing Well. Yeah, yeah. You get 1 point for each.
Okay.
Each you guys got 1, and then Scott got 2.
Gotcha.
Love the hint.
I do know that name, but I wouldn't have been able to come up with that.
It was on May 7th, 1988.
I got it from that.
When that hit.
I can name that tune, I guess.
Well, no, I couldn't.
But not based off of that.
Yeah,
it's a B-side. Well, no. Not on his album. Wasn't a B-side, but it's a lesser known track of the 80s, I would imagine.
Yeah. But I have heard that name before.
I've heard the name when I saw it, but yeah.
But a song that was frequent on Sunday trivia tradition or Sunday tradition.
Oh, sure.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah.
Oh, it's Power Hour. It's an R&B classic.
Yeah. Okay. Also, Sign Your Name, another great song by him.
On the dotted line.
Give the mic to Doc.
Never listen to that
great. Roll. You're playing pretty fast. And that's
really good.
Great.
Really good song.
Hey, it was number 1.
Was it?
These are all number 1.
In the 80s.
1988. It was for 1 week.
But I mean, yes, number one in the 80s isn't the same as number one in different decades. I'm just saying. Let's be honest.
Pretty good decade, if you ask me.
Each decade has its pros and cons, sure. I believe. So, all right, we're going to continue on with question number 8. This is, I don't know how difficult it's going to be, but there's going to be 4 possible points for this question.
Good. Wow.
Okay.
So just
hear me out here. These 2 continental number one hits coincidentally appeared back to back on the charts. The first one is a continent nickname, appeared on the charts on January 15th, 1983.
Got it.
For 4 weeks. The second, an actual continent, was on the charts on February 5th, 1983 for 1 week. So I'm asking for the name of the song that those appeared. The clues are in reference to the name of the song.
Okay.
And then if you can have those two, those are 2 points. You can have 2 points if you name the artist also.
Okay.
So I'll read it one more time.
Please do.
These 2 continental number one hits coincidentally appeared back to back on the charts. The first one is a continental nickname on January 15th, 1983 for 4 weeks. The second, an actual continent on February 5th, 1983 for 1 week. I want you to name those songs and the artists of those songs. Brian, I like Brian's confidence. He was quick with it.
When you reread it, I knew I was wrong on one of them, but I'm just sticking with it because I have no other.
Yeah.
There you go. I don't got nothing else.
I mean, there's definite clues, and I couldn't be any more clear on the clues.
Yeah.
So you're showing Andy your board.
I
know you didn't look.
Very diverted right now, yeah.
So song and artist for 2 songs.
Correct. They coincidentally appeared back to back. One is the nickname for a continent. The other one is an actual continent.
Ooh, I might have this, actually. Mm.
If I didn't reiterate the fact that there was clues, maybe not.
No.
I feel sorry for you.
I caught the truth. I caught the clues. I was just, there was one I was wavering on. Yeah, I think I have all 4.
Really?
Yeah.
I think everybody has an answer down.
Yeah.
All right, let's go ahead and reveal. We have Scott with Africa Toto and Down Under by Minute Work.
Nice.
Nick has Europe, The Final Countdown, and Africa Toto. Andy has Toto Africa, Minute Work, Land Down Under.
Nice.
And Brian has Africa Toto and Europe Asia. So we have 2 correct answers with 4 points.
Woo-woo!
Scott and Andy got the artist and the song name. Brian and Nick both have 2 points with Africa Toto.
Yeah.
It is, the title officially is Down Under.
It's just Down Under. Uh-huh. Land Down Under, I'll accept that.
Appreciate the courtesy point.
Nice one. I could not think of a nickname. Man.
The Land Down Under.
Yeah. Down Under.
Well done.
I didn't like my baby.
Either way, though, I wasn't sure if it was Europe or Africa, to be honest.
Trying to think of a Duran Duran song. See if I could come up with something.
Yeah, that's true.
Europe is the band.
Rio Grande.
Not the name of the song, so that's the differentiator.
Yeah. Good one. I like that one.
Well, that was question number 8. I think we need to see how bad some people are doing against Scott.
Well,
it has improved.
I'm not even competing against Scott.
Nobody's
actually
at 0. You know,
I feel like it's just us 3 competing against each other.
Basically, we're all playing for 2nd place. Brian, you have 6. Andy has 7. And I have 8.
Yeah.
Scott, nobody cares what you have. It's a lot. You're currently at 14.
Wow. Well done.
That's crazy. You can only count to 15.
You got to slow down, Doc.
I'm screwed. These next 2 questions.
All right. Scott's out. It's us.
Yeah. It's just us playing for 2nd.
Going down.
All right. Question number 9. We Built This City hit number 1 song on November 16th, 1985. Name this celestial transportation device band.
I literally heard this on the way here. I'm not even joking.
We Built This City hit number 1 song on November 16th, 1985. Name this celestial transportation device band.
When you know it, you don't want the hints to be in there.
The song gets...
But therein lies the trick of that clue.
Can I give him another hint?
There's a caveat, no.
No.
Oh, okay.
Is there a...
It's
a one-pointer.
This is a one-pointer. Yeah.
This song always gets so much flack, like as one of the most terrible songs. Like,
that was my worst
rock and roll song.
It's always ranked as one of the worst
banger,
songs.
Man. Awesome. Heck yeah.
Certified banger.
It reminds me of a wedding.
Yeah.
I don't remember a lot of the weddings that we've both been in.
Yeah, you were in it.
All right.
Yours?
No, Ben.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%.
Okay. Yeah.
Those details will be saved for the Patreon.
Yeah, yep. There you go.
Okay, let's go ahead and reveal, guys. Scott has Starship.
Oh, I was wrong.
Nick has Jefferson Starship.
Uh-oh.
Andy has Jefferson Starship.
Uh-oh.
Brian has Bay City Killers.
Rollers.
Rollers.
Is it Jefferson or is it just Starship?
The answer is Starship.
Ah, good job.
Is Jefferson Starship a different band?
Jefferson Airplane.
Jefferson Airplane became Jefferson Starship.
Who's the Bay City Rollers? Who am I thinking of?
They sing Saturday Night.
Oh, 70s.
Hit.
Okay.
So we have, because of Scott's explanation, which I was going to explain.
I'm sorry.
We have one correct answer.
Yeah.
I literally heard this on the way over here.
Jefferson Airplane became Jefferson Starship, which became.
Then they dropped the Jefferson.
Yeah.
Because they moved on released. Up,
I guess.
Supergroup.
They were just Starship.
They're Supergroup?
Correct.
That's deep knowledge.
No.
No.
They just.
It seemed like they kept removing things, actually.
Changed over time. So, like, they do White Rabbit, which was like a psychedelic song when they were Jefferson Airplane.
Airplane.
I'd never heard those two words in that.
You've heard that song. You may not recognize the title, but you've definitely heard that song. But it's like, it's a hippie song. So they've gone from that to, like, people
poppy rock kind of. Yeah.
Listen to the rain.
Phenomenal.
It's a great song.
Don't you remember? Is that the movie Mannequin, I think it plays a prominent role?
I was hoping he was going to ask the movie.
Oh,
yeah. Fantastic.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
All right, guys, you ready for question number 10?
Yeah, let's wrap this one up.
Yeah, I want to get ahead of Nick here. Let's do it.
Oh.
Challenge extended.
Okay.
You can only tie him. This is a one-pointer.
Oh,
I should have made this one like 10 points.
If I tie it up, we're doing the damn tiebreaker. So get ready. Damn,
he's fired up. Go get it.
All right. La Bamba was a hit on the charts in 1958 by Ritchie Valens. It reached number 22 in 1959, released in 58, became popular after he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
It became a number one hit on Billboard's Hot 100 on August 29th, 1987. Name the artist that sang La Bamba in 1987.
Oh.
Scott hit the board really quick.
Spelling is always the question.
It's very phonetic.
Well, that's true.
Wow, I've never heard this question before. I never even thought about it. Wait.
Do you know the hit movie?
Yes.
About okay. Him?
So the question is, who sang it?
The second time.
Yeah, who covered it?
Who covered it in 1987 and it became a number one hit?
I don't think I've ever heard this question before.
I remember the song. I got no idea on the artist. I can't remember.
I didn't know it was. So wait, it was covered for the movie?
Correct.
I figured they just played the original.
Brian checking out?
I just thought they played the original. I never thought about it.
La Bamba.
You probably know who played Ritchie Valens in the movie.
I do, 100%.
Yeah, right.
I know who played him. But I didn't
speak Spanish.
No, I didn't know it was covered.
Yeah.
I honestly didn't know. Okay.
According to Kelly, it was.
Now I'm interested.
Fact check it.
Oh, Scott's question.
All right. Everybody got an answer? We're going to reveal?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Scott has Los Lobos. Nick has Lou Diamond Phillips.
That's fantastic.
Andy has La Mancha.
Yeah. La Mancha.
And Brian.
Have a cold beer.
Brian refrained. The answer is Los Lobos.
I've actually heard of them. Did they do anything else?
Yeah, but I don't know if they had any other American hits.
Yeah, it was a very
Hispanic
Latino.
Mexican charts very closely to you.
School us on 80s Latin music, too. Get out of here.
Wouldn't surprise me. Yeah. Would not surprise me. I have heard, I've actually heard a Los Lobos.
Tijuana,
song.
They,
no.
Yeah. Shakira's grandma.
That's a good one. That was a tough one. Wow.
It's the number 10 question.
Number 10.
So, all right. That means we're done.
That's 10 questions.
All right.
And my predictions rang true.
Except for the sleeper part.
Except for the sleeper part. But you guys were still close on that. Like, all three of you were within a point of each other. So
let's
get a score check.
All right. So the final. Brian, you ended it with 6. Andy was 7. I had 8, which means I was second, which is kind of first.
Kind of.
You know, it's kind of first.
There you go.
If we don't count Scott.
That doesn't count.
First loser.
We don't count Scott.
So, yeah, first or last.
Doctor ended up with 16 total points out of the 19.
That's beautiful.
I'm disappointed. Should have went 19 for 19.
He doesn't know George Michael music like I do.
No, I am disappointed because I really do like George Michael.
Yeah. He's
a doctor. Wow.
Of what?
Not a doctor. No,
George Michael.
Dr. 80s.
Yeah. That was still a solid trivia, even though Scotty
was great.
Definitely had the upper hand.
That was a fun one. It was a good one.
I knew coming in, and we all knew that was the... Yep. It was inevitable.
For the more average... for our listeners, it's going to be a good trivia for
this
them.
Is a show for the fans.
We
knew who was winning, and that's great. Congratulations, Doc.
Good job.
We have said for decades that we marvel at your depth, especially of 80s music, but music in general.
Hence why
fans are going to love this episode.
Left the flavor text up to, he dropped the dimes where I knew he was going to drop the dimes, and just our conversation about the songs was enough.
Doc, I'm curious.
Yeah.
My older brother.
Yep.
Will he beat your score? You think he'll get?
So
you think he'll get
19? One question, right?
You missed only the George Michael.
Correct.
That's the only point.
Because
he might.
As far as 80s music goes, the only person I would put up against Scott would be my older brother.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bobby, you've heard us talk about Bob many times.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, because a couple of them there with like the Prince question. Once you know it, you know it snaps, and you're like, "Oh yeah, that's."
I think that's one he'll. It'll hit him. It'll hit him in the brain.
Yeah, I'll be curious. I'll try to make sure he listens to this one.
Yeah.
when it comes out.
But yeah, the George Michael was a great.
That was a very good one.
Yeah,
I did have one tiebreaker question that would be interesting. There's only been one other artist who has had 2 year-end number one hits.
Year-end.
So what? When you say year-end, it was the last song that was number one.
I think it was.
Is
that what you're saying?
I don't know if it's the year-end, but it's the cumulative judge the song of that year.
Number one song of the year.
Okay.
Yeah. I got you.
So it wasn't just number one when the year ended. It was the one song for that year.
Way differently.
Gotcha. Okay.
So you got to read.
All right. So what were you asking again?
Obviously, we knew it was George Michael.
Okay.
There was only one other band who had 2 year-end number ones throughout the Billboard Hot 100.
Hmm. Oh, just period. Not just the 80s.
Not just the 80s. Period.
Hmm.
I don't remember when the Billboard started. Because I know that's always a thing.
I know it was at least the 50s.
The whole decade was covered, right?
All time, you're saying.
This is a tiebreaker question?
It was going to be one of them. Yes.
I mean, obviously you think of the Beatles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eagles.
Elvis. If it was that early.
He did say band.
Enough.
He did say band.
Did. Say the question again. I wouldn't pay attention.
We're here at your whim, Brian, whenever you want.
I know. That's a question.
There was only one. George Michael was one artist who had 2 year-end number one hits. There was only one other band to do that. What was that band?
I am going to lock in my answer of Led Zeppelin.
Queen.
Really?
That's a good one.
I do like that one.
The Beatles. Led Zeppelin. Queen.
I said, what did I say?
I didn't say anything.
No, I did. I did say something. I gave an answer. I just don't remember what I gave. I swear to God.
Britney Spears.
No, he did say band. Ooh.
I'd go with you, maybe.
Now you make me think about something else. Well, that's not a band, though.
Yeah.
Like, you're making me think of, like,
backwards.
New Kids on the Block or something, possibly.
Yeah, no, that's true.
Probably.
Yeah, band. Boys and Men.
Ooh, good answer.
The answer is the Beatles.
Okay. Well,
that makes sense.
Yeah. It does. That checks out.
Yeah. Outside the box.
Something cool, something different.
Yeah.
All right, so I have a discussion topic. If you guys got a few more minutes,
sure, I got a little energy.
We're all music fans. Quick.
I got about 5 minutes where I got to pee.
Make it quick. I got to get a beer. All big music fans, regardless of number one or top 100, do you have a favorite 80s song?
Yeah, wow.
That's a fun question.
Scott has answered this before, I believe.
Yeah, I'll give you a different song.
Well, and that say, song can change
with your mood. Is it? The one I'm thinking of is you say there's an essential 80s song. Is that different?
The one I before was you don't Your Love by the Outfield is a song that lives kind of rent-free in my head.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
But there's a different answer is what I'm saying. That's what I'm asking.
I'll give you a different.
But you're saying that, but like quintessential 80s song, that's Your Love, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That like defines the decade almost, right? It really does.
Screams
just
80s.
Feels as 80s. Yeah.
Best song, favorite song of the 80s?
Favorite.
That's incredibly tough.
Walk on Water, Eddie Money might be mine.
You can't not answer Eddie.
I have to answer Eddie for the 80s.
Yeah.
That was another. The Eddie Money topic was a tiebreaker.
Oh, was it?
How many? He did not have a number one hit. He had...
which is a damn shame.
Yeah. He had a number of top 40 hits, and mm-hmm. it was going to be how many did he have and what songs ranked at what.
Man. Oh, wow. And the rankings, wow.
So if you would have had 16, 15...
I was almost
You might have had a shot.
I just had to double up real quick. Yeah. No, for me, it's Eddie Money, Walk on Water.
Yeah.
That's mine.
We haven't talked about your love for Eddie Money on air much.
No. It's not something I publicize, you know. Not because of embarrassment, you know. It's the fandom that comes with it. You know, once you establish you're an Eddie Money guy.
Oh, they're going to mob you.
They come out.
I see.
You know, so having this podcast, this platform, it's a risky endeavor.
Okay.
And I'm taking that risk.
We can edit this out maybe. Or
I'll take the risk.
Hopefully.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
When I think 80s, I always go to... I don't know why, but Toto by Africa, or Africa by Toto.
Right.
It's just...
It's a good one.
It just hits me in the feels.
Oh, solid.
Yeah.
And it's been that way for a long time. I don't know why. I mean, there are several songs that I could name here, but that's just one.
No, that's one of them. Yeah. That is definitely one of them.
Sure.
I'm going to say, and maybe just, it's like you said, man, there's just so many that as soon as you lock into one, now another one comes in to replace it.
Yeah, exactly.
But PYT keeps running back through my head.
Okay.
That's
not mad about it.
Yeah, one of those songs that you just never get sick of.
I could say that tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you said that. Now I want to change my answer. Yeah, right. I'm not gonna lie.
So yeah, I'll lock that one in. There's plenty more.
Solid.
Yeah.
Did you go?
I don't think I can. There's way too many 80s songs. Yeah.
You need to look at a list.
I got hundreds of songs.
Cool. Sure.
I don't know if I can.
Say 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Well, I feel like we've had this conversation. It was like, name your favorite song by that artist, and then we would rattle off a ton of artists.
What?
They really try to narrow it down.
Did I just hear Last Christmas?
There you go, Brian. That's your answer.
That might be it.
Nah, it came out in the 90s.
That was Wham yet. What?
No, it's 80s.
Yeah, it's
80s. Okay. I think so.
That might be it. So I initially, there's so many, I started going to like bands I liked that were huge in the 80s, you know. It's like I go to the Beastie Boys.
I was going to say, we didn't even hit... broach the subject of R&B and hip hop
and rap. Like Paul Revere jumped in my head, but I mean, what I'm saying is like you're talking about a whole decade. That's hard.
Yeah,
I could, you know, if we have more time, I could give you the top 10 or something. But
do
I don't
a whole trivia on Kenny Loggins' movie cover.
Last Christmas, though. I mean, it is the greatest Christmas song ever.
Well, there you go.
No one's ever argued that.
right.
So I don't know.
Last Christmas, what'd you give him? And then what'd you take away?
I love
took it away.
The video, by the way, is one of the great. I will say my favorite 80s video, Last Christmas.
Oh, man. Shocker.
It's so bad, it's good. You know what I mean? A ski trip in the 80s. I mean, can you get more cliche?
It's all right.
Absolutely.
It's fantastic.
There were montages, I have no doubt.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've said Your Love at one point in the podcast. I know I also talked about Scotty and the Heartbreakers.
Oh, yeah.
Singing Make Me Lose Control. One of my favorites.
Oh,
but I think I'm going to go, I will make Nick's dad happy and say Wildest Dreams by the Moody Blues.
Oh, yes.
So,
nice, Scotty.
This is a beautiful Sunday, Saturday morning listen.
I want to throw in that song.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Bob's Cooking Breakfast.
That's a fantastic song, though.
It's a great song.
I love that song.
Doc, I'm surprised you're not an LP guy. That you don't have an old school, you know, needle on record set up down here somewhere.
So
I'd have to make that happen.
Talk me into it.
Too much clutter.
Well, that is true.
Yeah.
You have to get build organizational cubbies and all that.
Always loved, always something there to remind me, Naked Eyes. It's a jam.
Another great one.
Yeah, another great
one. I love that song.
Sure.
Yeah.
Always something there to remind me. That's one of my faves.
All right.
Good, Kelly?
Yep, we're good. Congratulations, Scott.
Yeah,
thanks. Good job, Doc.
I feel like we got to stop it because, like, now they're just coming to me. We got to get out of here.
Wrap it up.
I like doing this one,
and I knew beforehand that's who the winner was.
I love it. Yeah. Too bad copyright. We couldn't just have Michael Jackson take
Hungry
us
Eyes
into break or Hungry,
Hungry
Eyes.
Oh, that's a jam.
Great jam. All right. Yeah. We're going to continue this off air. And in the meantime, thank you very much for joining us. And that's going to do it for this episode of the Ultimate Trivia Podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Please hit the subscribe button. Hey, we're throwing a party at 100 subscribers on YouTube. Run over there. Even if you don't, that's not where you listen. Hit the subscribe button so we can hang out and have some fun. Anyway, we'll see you next time with more trivia and more fun. Until then, keep your brain sharp and those bellies laughing.
Dude, that is a fantastic shirt.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. You can get one yourself. You didn't know this?
No, I didn't. Where do you get that?
We got a merch store. You can find the link on our website. We partnered with Warrior Logo Wear, a veteran-owned custom apparel shop, and they've created a whole store for us. Doc, didn't you use this for your daughter's soccer team?
Oh, yeah, definitely, because they have no minimum order. So if I just need to buy a couple shirts, don't have to worry. It's not going to cost me anything extra.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Check them out yourself. You got a small business like we do or a sports program, you want some custom apparel, check out warriorlogowear.com, and they'll get you all hooked up.